Letter number 34 to Mrs. Maria Torret. Fiat in voluntate Dei. Most esteemed Maria in the divine volition. Now I recommend that you and the German lady live in the divine will. If we do this, we secure our sanctity. Our names will be written in heaven. All that belongs to God will be ours. The divine volition will place heaven and earth in our hands. It will be ours, and therefore it will be easy for us to convert the most obstinate sinner. It will put peace everywhere, and its power will conquer everyone. Therefore, a little patience, my good Maria. The Lord will fix everything. Let us do the greater part, that is, the divine will, and everything else will come by itself, or rather more than we ourselves. Our Lord will take care of it. Amen, fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You remember the gospel in Sacred Scripture that says, seek first the kingdom of God and everything will be given unto you. Basically, this is what Luisa Picaretta is telling. Let us do the greatest part, that is the divine will, and everything else will come by itself, or rather more than ourselves, than we ourselves. Our Lord will take care of it. That's right in Sacred Scripture, right from the Gospel, basically. And as you see, Luisa Picaretta is always trying to teach, or is teaching this gift of the divine will to the different people that she writes to. And what it amazes me is that she is able to communicate this gift in a very simple way. And I don't know if she was aware of this, probably not. But forever, as long as the world exists and there are people that is able to read these letters, she will be teaching. She will be teaching. She will be able to continue her mission here on earth and to continue her mission in heaven. We were talking about Adam, and I wanted to say also that in a way, Adam is making up. Our Lord has allowed him, has given him the way to make up, to give to the children what otherwise he was not able to give, because he went away of the out of the divine will. This gift of possessing the divine will, since he was the depositary, he was able to naturally give it to his descendants. And he couldn't do that because he departed from that. And every time that we read this, sometimes people have asked me, well, that's not fair, you know, that Adam, and I have even encountered people that they say, he really ruined us, and they feel, I have even encountered people that they feel like kind of like anger, disappointed for what now we are living in, but not. Because in a way, the Lord has allowed him to, in a way, make up, because he this is his mission there. He continues to give this gift now in a different way to the saints in heaven. So for us, when we read Luisa Picaretta in the letters, and that we encounter this way of teaching very simple, it's also grounded in the church. Be patient. We know that patience is one of the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit. We know that Luisa Picaretta was instructed, catechized by our Lord himself. And when I say catechize, means instructed. This is what the catechesis means. To be catechized is to be instructed. The church instructed us or catechized us through the catechism, through different ways, tradition, sacred scripture. Luisa Becarreta was catechized. She was instructed by our Lord himself. We see in the Book of Heaven, the first volumes, she had to learn how to live the life of virtue, how to grow in virtue. Those were preparations, dispositions, God disposing her soul, molding her soul, and she was cooperating at every moment into this process. So it requires the same for us also to cooperate with the grace. Grace always works through nature. Unless God, even if God gives you a gift like St. Paul received, that gift that St. Paul received, the gift of conversion, just at once. And I was reading the letter of Galatians, how St. Paul tells them how he received this gift, even through that passage, through that letter in Galatians, we are able to understand that St. Paul was able to receive the gift, infused knowledge of Jesus. Remember, he was not one of the 12 disciples. He was not instructed by Jesus in how he receives knowledge after his conversion is because he relates that in the letter to Galatians, to the Galatians, that he received that knowledge. So we see that even all grace works through nature. Even when he received that gift of conversion, he had to accept it. He had to accept it. He always had also the freedom to reject it. But once you receive these gifts, there is no way you can reject them. Once you are able to understand the gift of the divine will, then there is no way that you can reject it. This is what our Lord Jesus mentions in the Book of Heaven. So this is what our work is as creatures. To apply ourselves to be able to understand it. And once we understand this gift, and the Lord gives us the grace a little by little. Remember, he's the one who is infusing knowledge, touching our heart, our mind, giving us knowledge and allowing us to love it more. That's the way he draws us to himself. That's why it's important to read and to meditate and to pray with these writings and to try to understand them. So this is what Luisa Picaretta leads in her writings, in her letters to those whom she writes, giving spiritual advice. I now recommend that you and German lady, live in the divine will. Right? If we do this, we secure our sanctity. Why? Because we understand that we live here in the divine will, in the will of God, the will of God operating in us. Then we will be able to also minister to others in a different way. And even to minister to God, to the love of God, because the love of God wants to be quenched. The love of God that is repressed, he wants to be unleashed. In that way, we secure our sanctity. Our names will be written in heaven. All that belongs to God will be ours. The divine volition will place heaven and earth in our hands. Yes. Why? Because we will be able to live the life of the saints here on earth. And what's the life of the saints in heaven? To be immersed in God, in the will of God. So it will be ours, and therefore it will be easy for us to convert the most obstinate sinners. It will put peace everywhere to conquer everyone. So this is what our Lord is able to do through our actions, basically. Even if we don't see it, even if we don't see it, remember that no prayer is wasted, that no human act is wasted when it's in union with the divine will. Everybody receives, everybody. And the Lord is the one who, in his omnipotence and in his omnividence, he's able to distribute those graces wherever they are needed. We don't even have to know. The Blessed Mother is in charge of that. Every grace that we receive comes through the hands of the Blessed Mother. Everything. So she knows where to place all those graces, right? Because our Lord has entrusted that to her, because she's the queen of the divine will. Why? Because she let the divine will possess her. And this is the way we arrive to have possession of ourselves too. To have that self-governance, to let the divine will reign in us so that we may really be able to call ourselves real sons and daughters of the Blessed Mother. So this is necessary, and this is what Luisa Picaretta constantly saying in a different way to the people. She writes that the invitation to let the divine will reign in us, right? She says it in a different way, but the essence is the same. So let us finish with that, and let us ask our Lord Jesus also that through the intercession of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, we may learn how to live in the divine will and how to allow ourselves be possessed by the divine will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.